This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton. U.S. President Donald Trump has said he's not looking for war with Iran and willing to negotiate with its leaders without preconditions. But he added that under no circumstances can the Islamic Republic be allowed to mass a nuclear weapons arsenal. Trump told NBC's Meet the Press show on Sunday that if the U.S. went to war with Iran, it would be obliteration like people have never seen before. But he said he's not interested in doing that. He said the Iranian people could live in what he called a shattered economy for a long time. Trump's comments, typed Friday, were aired after Saturday's announcement that he plans to impose major new sanctions on Iran on Monday. Meanwhile, cybersecurity firms say Iran has increased its offensive cyber attacks against the United States as tensions have grown between the two nations, AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Iran has long targeted the U.S. oil and gas sectors and other critical infrastructure. But those efforts dropped significantly after the signing of the Iran nuclear agreement known as the JCPOA. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from the deal in May of last year, and since then, cyber experts say they've seen an increase in Iranian hacking efforts. Cybersecurity firms CrowdStrike and FireEye say those have taken the form of spear phishing attacks in the past several weeks, targeting U.S. government agencies and, again, the oil and gas sectors. Ben Thomas, Washington.
Mauritania's ruling party candidate Mohamed Ould Ghazouani has won an absolute majority of votes in the country's presidential election. UPR candidate and former defense minister Ghazouani won 51% of the vote. He promises to transform national industries to create more jobs around the country's natural resources. He says he plans to meet regularly with members of the opposition parties, represented in parliament if elected president. You're listening to VOA News.